Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So today we're going to start with Shannon Shaw. Some people listening might know her as the front woman and founder of Shannon and the Clams, who usually make this real aggressive garage punk and draws frequently from 60s doo-wop and rockabilly. But recently, she's struck out on her own and put out her first solo album, Shannon in Nashville. And it's a nod to Dusty Springfield's 1969 classic, Dusty in Memphis. And this time she looks at more of the blues and 60s, blues and souls sounds of the 60s. And if you've ever heard Shannon sing, she can really belt it out. And you'll find that on this record, some real huge, intense vocals that are powerfully emotive. And it's got this real nostalgic and extremely polished sound to it, which I think is a result of her writing and recording with some old school session musicians, which have played on notable records by Elvis, Willie Nelson, Aretha Franklin, Johnny Cash, just to name a few. So some really trained musicians here. And she's also found company in Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, who produced this record. And let's take a listen now to one of the songs from her, Shannon Shaw with Goodbye Summer. I love her voice. And I think a very appropriately titled track, given how cold the past couple of days have been.
I think so too. Very accurate. What else have we got?
So we're going to stick around in Nashville with Nashville-based singer-songwriter Erin Ray and her second full-length, Putting in Airs. If you're looking for something to ease you into your Monday morning, you know, coming off the back of the weekend, this is the record for that. She caught the attention of John Paul White from The Civil Wars and Ben Tanner from Alabama Shakes, who signed and released her work on their own label, Single Lock Records. And it's just dreamy and lush sounding indie folk with a hint of Americana, propelled by some beautiful arrangements and some really incredible storytelling, recounting her experience of coming out and watching her loved ones go through the ropes of mental illnesses. So great light and shade across too, with a healthy mix of some delicate acoustic finger-picking melodies and, you know, really meaty electric guitar chords. It's an extremely personal record, and I feel that term kind of is used a lot these days, but it's hard to describe this record any other way. So let's take a listen now to Erin Ray and her song, Love Like Before.
Original pace, got a new plan for good life, and won't be the same old same. Place I've been don't fit right, though I tried every way I can.
I like that, it's nice.
Yeah, it's a real sweet record, that one. So coming off Putting in Airs, the album by Erin Ray. And to end things off, we're going to take a listen to John Parish. You know, he's a celebrated British singer-songwriter and a producer who's produced records from Perfume Genius, Sparkle Horse, Jenny Havel, and probably best known as PJ Harvey's musical partner. And Bird Dog Dante is his new solo album, and you'll find a collection of really stirring songs that weave across a lot of different textures and moods, from hooky lo-fi pop to droney string compositions to sparse piano instrumentals. So it's all over the place, but I really like it. It's a good spread of John Parish and, you know, his musical influences, I guess. Now, it also features PJ Harvey and Aldous Harding on vocals too on a few songs. And this Aldous Harding feature, which we'll hear next, there's an interesting story behind it. It was actually tracked backstage of Jules Holland. I think Aldous Harding was playing on Jules Holland and John Parish was helping her out on keys and playing keys for her. And they just had some time to kill. So they decided to track the vocals for the song that she features on. And they used two iPhones and a pair of earbuds. I think she was listening to the song off one iPhone and then recording into another. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, and the result is, you know, beautiful. And I think that kind of just showcases John Parish's production abilities as well and his knack to, you know, find talent in really random places like that. Yeah, so we're going to go out with John Parish featuring Aldous Harding here on this track, Rachel.
Very cool. Steph, thanks so much.
Catch you next week.
Between lies and affectation.